This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:45, quarter till 8, Friday morning, around these parts at this time. We help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday to you. You know, I know we're going to talk about the first step toward becoming a millionaire, and the first thing I thought of was Steve Martin, who said, rule number one to become a millionaire, get $1 million. Secondly, but that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, that would be great. That'd be a quick way to do it, but no, most of us aren't in that line.
No, we're not.
To somebody to give us a check.
So I say, no, we're not. So tell me what you're talking about with a 401k here.
Well, you know, we see these studies that come out periodically, and this is going to be rinse and repeat for the, you know, into perpetuity. But they comes on the back of a new study that came out, the 2024 Planning and Progress study that was published by Northwestern Mutual. That's a financial institution. So Americans believe they need about 1.5 million to retire comfortably, and that's got some subjectivity in it. But it just goes to show what people feel like they need. And I want to interrupt myself and say, JeffersonFinancial.org, we've got about 100 calculators out there, and I can't emphasize enough to people how much that's helped me over my life because I use them directly. And for people that could go in before you're trying to, wait, okay, I need to do a savings plan or I need to do something, you come to that realization in your life, wherever you are in life. And it's like, how does the math work? Well, you don't have to go to the math, the calculator takes care of that. So the heavy lifting is taken off of you. But you kind of want it, you might be surprised at it'll do like single sum calculations. If I put X amount of dollars right now, I'll have so much in the future, and it'll ask for your inputs. And that's the, quote, fun part. You know, pour yourself a martini, sit down, and just kind of wear it out. You can't break anything. Nobody's going to ask you to log in. You don't need passwords, none of those things. It's free and open to the public. But you might be surprised at putting in different rates of return or different amounts, and you're going to see the end, and at some point somebody might say, well, I got a decent idea what this looks and smells like going forward, and then that might be something that leads you to do something else. Some people have said, well, I'll use your calculators, and, you know, now it's time. I feel like it's time for me to get a financial advisor or open up a different kind of account or go into the company's 401k plan and those things. But it helps, and none of us can do this in our head. It's too daunting for that, but it's not that complicated when you get down to it. It's just calculations over long periods of time for wherever you are in life and whenever you would like to call it quits or have a retirement goal. So that's, you know, all the calculators out there for money management. But as far as going back to that's probably where this study had led to, where it's saying you need about $1.5 million. It also revealed that the average amount that adults have saved is like $88,000. And here most people are thinking that you need about $1 million, $1.5 million to retire comfortably. And last but not least, the study said that 50% of Americans are not saving for retirement at all. So that's unfortunate because I don't know what their plans would be. I just got to work until I die at my desk. And with a relatively little amount of work, they wouldn't have to do that. And I'm convinced that everybody can do something towards their financial future, have some savings. And it usually boils down to just discipline. Once you get started, and you might have to give up that, you know, well, I have that $12 latte every morning. You and I talked about budgeting. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, once you get started with that, it really is rewarding when you see the money that starts to grow. So the Consumer News and Business Channel, CNBC, if anybody's ever watched that channel, they did something. It's like, well, out of all the things that people could do, what is probably the best single way to reach some lofty financial goal, meaning $1 million higher? Maybe somebody's got ideas of going higher than that. And it was the 401k plan. And the thing is that we've emphasized on previous broadcasts, it's like you're making money with three hands. what does that mean? Well, I'm taking something out of my payroll and putting it into an investment vehicle at work. So that's one. I'm getting the tax break on the money that the government has provided. You're shielding that money from taxes, so it's a pre-tax amount that's going to a typical 401k. Then your company is going to kick in free money. So whatever the match is, and you would talk to somebody at HR to say, well, look, if I'm saving $1,000 a year to $410 a year, how much is the company going to kick in? Well, whatever it is, it's free money. The company is kicking that in on top of the money that the employee is putting in. And then the last, I kind of revealed it just a second ago, the last way you're making money on that is that is growing at a tax deferment growing into the future, where the kind of taxes are a leak outside of our normal payroll. You get your payroll check, the taxes have already been taken out, you get the rest. Well, this is that you get that full force of the money going in and earning it against investments going forward. So giving people, for instance, in case they didn't know, so if you're under 50 years old, the maximum amount for 401k is for this year is $23,500. When I usually say that in front of people, the first thing that they say is, whoa, I can't. That's almost $2,000 a month. I'm nowhere close to being in a financial place to start putting $2,000 a month in. That's a maximum. Mm-hmm. If you put $10 in, that's $10 more than you were doing before. And over time, you could increase that by just incremental amounts, and you'll never miss it. So this is being said is the number one way, because there are three things working for the investor going forward. And that's why it reaches that lofty perch of being the number one way we could have some financial independence, let's call it that, at some point in our life. And Tom, you and I have talked about, when you plan on retiring, some people say, no, I'm just going to keep working until I can't work anymore. Well, that just keeps adding on. You could keep contributing mm-hmm. to those accounts. You could keep seeing your balance grow into the future. And that has been listed as the number one way. And it's available to so many people. So the study concluded by saying, well, okay, what about the people that don't have a 401k? 56% of working Americans do not have access to a 401k. And so the fallback position is you can establish an IRA for yourself, and at least you would have two out of the three hands that you're making money with. The money that you're putting in can be tax deferred, and then that's the second hand that you're saving money on the taxation while that money is growing. So it's not as perfect as a 401k, but that would be the fallback position if you don't have access to one.
Mark, you know, hurricane season's starting here, and I just wanted to bring this up, and it's short-term, not long-term, but it goes to discipline and it goes to budgeting, and I wanted to address this with you because if, God forbid, a hurricane approaches and people have to evacuate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For some of them, it can be, and look, maybe for some they just can't do it, but it can be, you know, a big financial burden. And I suggested the other day that you start gathering money now and saving whatever money you can now just in case you need to use it. And if you don't use it for hurricane season, you know what? That's great. Guess what? You got money for Christmas. And it just seems like people need to be aware of, the point I'm making is, how do you go about auditing your finances to see if you really can afford to save or not?
Well, that's where it falls through for a lot of people, because it takes effort. And we all have a lot of balls in the air, you know, stuff going on. You got family, it's all different things. Like you were saying, I'm going to cut the grass this weekend, mm-hmm. all these things to do. And it gets some resistance to where I need to sit down and root through paperwork. And a lot of the upfront effort is not fun. So we find something else to do that'll entertain us. But if you're looking at where your money is going, I think that's the first step to say, Well, look, I don't need, okay, I'm paying for a magazine subscription I haven't read in a long time. You and I had talked about people pay for gym memberships. We talked a couple of, that I never go to. We talked a couple of weeks ago about people having You Lock It, You Store It containers that they're paying a lot of money on. And it's like, well, just be honest with you. Say, am I doing these things? Am I going to the gym? Nothing wrong with gym memberships. You Lock It, You Store It if you need one. But that's been identified so many times as being, boy, that's just money going out the back door, and you're really not enjoying the what that was to begin with, if it was a gym or a magazine or whatever you're doing. So that discipline has to come up at first, and you gotta make a deal with yourself. It's like, okay, like dieting or any other thing in life, okay, all right, so let's start today, and I'm going to save so much a month. And incidentally, what you were saying about, you know, an evacuation fund or whatever, credit unions got into that in a big way many years ago, meaning that they, once you put like a name to a fund, psychologically that does wonders for the saver. And it's like, well, I have a Christmas club. Okay, that's been around for an awful long time. Others have gotten a vacation fund or a travel fund or a emergency fund, and it became a game that the person was playing with themselves. I'm going to fund these every time I get paid. I'm going to keep that money separate. I know then my main savings account is what I'm going into or moving money around, but these other ones I'm not going to touch. The Christmas club, I'm going to touch when Christmas approaches. And it's a psychological tool that really works well for the most people, and that's the feedback I get from people. It's like, oh, I could separate this, and it's cool, and it's a gratifying feeling when they do.
All about habit. Thank you, Mark. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org, and you can see those calculators absolutely free. Mark will be back on Monday to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. 7:56, 4 till 8. Quick look at traffic now on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.